Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
This episode is brought to you by Patreon.com/SBFVGS. Welcome to Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 125. You're listening to the number one video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the Platinum Pulverizer, Lopez.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I don't think I've ever used the Platinum Pulverizer before.
I don't think so either.
Oh.
I like it. Keep it.
But if I have, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah.
So, and that other voice you're hearing, David, loving that Pokemon Go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, David.
No.
Yeah, turned over a new leaf.
Look at that segue right into what are you playing?
Turned over an old leaf.
I am not playing that game. Adam just keeps forcing me to hop on. At first, he asked me to accept it as a friend. Then he was like, sign on, I sent you a sweet, sweet gift. And then then he was like, tweet shaming me about not liking the game. And then I got a whole bunch of more Pokemon Go friends that I don't really need.
You want it.
I don't
love it.
I don't. Neither of those are true.
I think you love it.
Well, it's not true. So,
but anyway, the Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover podcast comes to you every fortnight, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning topic from the world of gaming. Gentlemen, what are you playing at?
Oh, can I go?
What are you playing at?
I would like to go first, if I may. Why are we doing all the noise? Why are we talking like this all of a sudden? What happened?
I love it. I say go for it.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Whole episode.
Yep, do it.
Entire episode. Here we go.
No. So I have been playing a very small number of things. Once again, as is my usual nowadays, apparently. I just can't. All right. Okay, hang on. Before we delve into what we've been playing at, have you guys experienced...
No. I say what segment it is, David. That's my job.
No, this is a new segment I'm introducing right now called... Have you guys ever experienced this? And this is the segment, okay? Have you guys ever gone through, video game lull? Where you're I just don't feel like playing anything right now.
Yeah.
So, and that... Oh, Mike...
I've ever gone through a lull and like I don't feel like playing anything. I definitely go through lulls where I don't have time.
Yeah, it's very sad. Very sad. I mean, because how are you going to be the Platinum Pulverizer and not want to play?
That's true.
Crazy. It's crazy talk.
So anyway, all that said, I'm going through one of those lulls right now. Only game that I have played is Super Mario Maker 2.
And Pokemon Go.
No, I logged into it a couple times.
Is playing. That's basically how the game works.
That's true.
Did you do things in the app or did you just open it and close it immediately?
I caught two Pokemon as well.
Oh,
you are playing it.
Back.
I knew it.
He's back, baby. I knew it. I knew we'd have him back.
Oh, I'm not back. I caught two.
So excited.
Anyway. So I played Super Mario Maker 2, and the biggest reason I've been playing it is because I actually pre-ordered it. I broke my no pre-ordering rule.
Oh, gosh.
And pre-ordered that game. And so I played
You're
it.
Wild,
and it's good. And I'm only playing the campaign right now. But it's like it's tickling that itch. You don't tickle itches. I don't know what I'm trying to
say.
It's
tickling
your
fancy.
You're doing it all wrong.
I'm doing it all wrong.
Like, oh, I got such an itchy back. Would you tickle it, please?
Anyway, like, I love me some Super Mario World. I love me some Super Mario 3. And all of those new levels feel like DLC for, like, Super Mario World and Super Mario 3. And I'm just very happy. I'm loving it. So there you go. That's what I've been playing at.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right. Mike?
I've been playing Pokemon Go with David.
Like, yeah,
a bunch.
Constantly.
Yeah, just like sending gifts and like doing trades and stuff, all the stuff the cool kids do. But when we're not playing Pokemon Go together, like all the time, I've mostly been playing Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Probably about 45 hours into that game. I think I've just hit about the halfway point. I can talk to dogs and turn people into chickens whenever I want.
What?
That's so the kind. That's just the game I can get behind.
Yeah, it
sounds like most. You talk to dogs and turn them into chickens. What is this
I
game?
Can turn the dogs into chickens if I want to.
Can you turn the chickens back into dogs?
It wears off after a little while, so technically yes.
Okay. All right.
And that, I mean, like, it's a beefy game.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm already kind of thinking about my second playthrough. So.
You are a crazy person, Mike.
That's... I like long like games that have a lot of depth to them.
I guess so. I don't have the attention span, but I appreciate your attention span.
You got to prep for Baldur's Gate 3 coming out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good, David. It's going to be real good.
Excellent.
Adam?
So, I too have been playing Pokemon Go. You know what's funny is... I mocked it on this very show for a long time.
We all did.
I didn't get it. I'm not a huge Pokemon fan, so I was like, it's like, I guess maybe if you like Pokemon, it'd be fun.
Sure.
And then, you know, as I may have regaled the audience already, but I started helping my daughter, just making sure, like, whenever I'm at a Pokestop, I'll spin the little thing and make sure she's good and stocked, you know, make sure she can play when she wants to play.
That's exactly how I got sucked into.
And then pretty soon I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm evolving. Oh my gosh, like my Vaporeon or whatever, you know, like I got a Rhyhorn now. I don't know. I still don't know a lot about Pokemon.
I got sucked
into the loop. And now I'm all about it. And now I'm like, oh gosh, I'm almost out of Pokeballs. I got to literally drive around town getting more, you know?
Yeah, so. You have to, your hands are tight. These, like you said, last episode, these Mons are not going to pokey themselves, you know?
It's so true. Yeah. And so Mike and I will go out for lunch sometimes and, you know, we just cruise by like on the way back. Like, why don't we take down this gym real quick? No big whoop.
Like buddies do. Sure.
Like buddies. Yeah. So
I don't take down gyms, so I'm not a buddy of anyone. Apparently,
you better start taking them down. That's the way. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Or
get some gold.
I can just keep playing Super Mario Maker 2.
Yeah,
you can't play that on your phone, David.
No, I don't need. But I can bring my Switch anywhere I want to. So
that's so true. Yeah. So true.
Is Mario Maker like making levels while you're just walking around with your Switch turned off?
Does it make its own levels?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, like,
other people make levels
just
for
by walking
you.
Around? Nah, I see.
I don't need. I
just
gotta
play the
progress.
Game. Maybe. You just gotta play the game with us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So this is big news.
Okay.
I finally beat Little Nightmares right after we recorded the last episode.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that game's glorious. And I have to give it 4 out of 5 burritos.
Very cool.
That's a lot of burritos.
Yeah.
It's a super tense game, but like not like jump scare, like Resident Evil necessarily. I mean, there might have been a couple, but like it's not like a Resident Evil 7 type thing where you're like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, but it's more like butt tensed, monkey fearing, you know, that kind of tension. And so it's this building tension, and then sometimes you just got to run for it, and it's like super scary, but like in a tongue in cheek kind of way.
Uh-huh.
It's a really nice balance they strike in the game. The end. It gets a little dark. It gets a little dark at the end. And I was just kind of like, Man, that's kind of messed up if you think about it. It ended in a very crazy way, but I loved it. It was great.
That's cool.
I'm tempted to buy the DLC. There's like 3 more levels, I think, that are DLC levels. But we'll see, because that was one of the shorter games on my backlog. It's kind of summertime. It's a little slower with the big, huge releases. So I'm getting that backlog taken care of. Of course, next on that backlog is Oxenfree. So I started Oxenfree up, playing on the MacBook, quite enjoying it.
Okay.
It's charming. It's got some good dialogue so far. The artwork's great. The music's fantastic. So definitely enjoying that so far. So
I like the art style of the logo. Is the whole game in that art style, or is that like just like a really cool logo that they...
I think it is a really cool logo, but let me see. At the part of the show.
Oh yes.
Cool, look at the logo things. Again.
Yeah, let's get the oxen. It's like...
Oh yeah, no, I mean it's just all capital letters with a strike through, right?
Well, yeah, but like there's like splash screens that have like really cool... I wish I could show you guys this somehow.
Oh, no. I see it. The big triangle.
Yeah, like
thing.
All the triangles and stuff.
So you can do a quick Google. It's this very kind of, I guess I hate to use the word artsy, but for lack of a better term, it's a very artsy looking, a far away kind of landscape, and the characters are very tiny.
Okay.
And it's just good dialogue. So far, it's a nice little mystery adventure game kind of thing going on.
The Reformed Gamers in chat says the whole game is in letters. David.
The whole thing is in strike through. It's the best.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So yeah, started that. I'm probably only like maybe an hour into that game. So but I hear it's not terribly long. Next on the list after Oxenfree, well, I gotta play some Blood and Truth. I'm gonna give that one Tetris. Yeah. But next on the backlog at least is Titanfall 2. So excited about that.
Hey, that's on my backlog too. I have it installed on my PC right now, and I'm just waiting for the desire to play video games again to play it.
Yeah. So, I mean, for those who may not remember, I'm doing my backlog Dave Ramsey style.
It's the
backlog snowball. So you start with the shortest game, and then you take that gaming time and you put it onto the next one, you know, and then pretty soon you're all caught up and you just beat The Witcher 3. You know what I'm saying?
I think my favorite part about this segment of the show is anybody who's tuning in for the first time is going to be like, it's a video game podcast about all the games they don't play? And it's like, yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go, I don't play that at all, but we've talked about it so much already.
So it's so very jazz fusion of them.
It is. We're like the hipsters of podcasting, where we talk about the stuff that, you know, we liked before it was cool, or we haven't even played yet. You know,
it's
what I mean?
Games they're not playing. Yeah, jazz bowls.
Exactly.
All right.
It's really good.
Right. On to the news, you guys.
Oh, wait.
On to the news.
Oh my goodness, that was so good. It was so good. I had to go to close up for it. If you're watching the stream, by the way, quick plug. We do stream this podcast live now every fortnight on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/sbfegs. Tune in. You can watch our show live, like Z-Doll here, like Know It Man, like the Reformed Gamers we have here tonight. It's pretty cool.
Indeed.
Oh, and also JJF420. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many people. NTFTT Pod. Yeah. Anyway, I could keep going, but I shouldn't.
I digress. I don't want to sound full of myself.
Yes.
All right, so top news stories of the fortnight, according to Adam.
Right. These are curated on our subreddit, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Reddit.com/r/sbfegs.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. So let's see. I think I will go for... I'm going to go for some more recent ones.
Okay.
So this one is kind of cool. This is kind of a follow-up from one of David's predictions that did not come true from E3. But Nintendo is considering extending the Switch Online library beyond the NES.
That would be wonderful. I mean,
that sure would be.
They're running out. They have all the good NES games on there now.
I don't know what there is to consider, really. They've got
to. They have to. And then they go through all the Super Nintendo games, spoiler alert, there's a lot more good Super Nintendo games than NES games. And once they get through that library, then they need to start putting N64 games on there. It's simple science, everyone.
It's simple math.
It's simple math.
All right, so
I don't know what I don't know what we're doing.
All right, moving along here. Let's see. Oh, David, I know this will be very shocking and dismaying to you, and particularly to Mike.
Okay,
but Just Dance 2020 is the final game coming to the Nintendo Wii.
Oh no! See, I'm okay with this. If you're gonna go out, you go out with a bang. Nintendo's been fretting over, like, look, what's the last piece of cargo this ship has taken out to sea?
Yeah, no, I think you meant to say go out with a banger.
Oh, Are the kids still saying that, though? That's the question.
I don't know what the kids say. They don't let me around the kids.
I think they say it in England.
Why,
but
Mike?
Usually they're talking about sausage when they talk about that in England.
Oh, so, right.
Oh, yeah.
Two right bangers. Bangers and mash. Oh, top of the bangers and mash to you.
Is that what they say? I think
you sound exactly like
this is why we're the British people. Kids, because we do bad impressions.
I apologize,
Edol,
for my bad British accent.
So Z-Doll says a banger in England is also a really good song. So I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew
you were on point. Yeah, you got it.
I know about British stuff, you
for
guys.
Sure.
I watch Great British Bake Off. I know what's going on.
Oh yeah, you just watch it for Mary Berry, though. Let's be real.
She's not on Mary anymore. I don't think.
Well, that's why you don't watch it anymore.
Well, I still watch it.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
gotta find out who's gonna have a soggy bottom.
So, next news item. This one comes by way of Barry White,
what?
Top newsman.
Oh my god,
top
newsman.
I know that guy.
No, those other ones were from. Let's see. I forgot to call them out.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to call
Ultima
them out.
Kills.
Top newsman Ultima Kills. Yes. But now top newsman Barry White comes through.
Oh, I know it, man.
With Cyberpunk 2077's in-game band, which features in-game Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that's right.
Will be portrayed by the Swedish punk band Refused, which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yay.
Do you remember those guys?
Nope.
You don't remember the Shape of Punk to Come? Come on, man.
No.
Were you hoping it would be Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar?
Dogstar, for sure.
Honestly, I didn't know there was going to be a band in this game, so spoilers. Adam, come on.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
All right, Cuphead's DLC has been delayed to 2020, and I'm very sad.
Oh.
Very sad. But at least we got to see a little teaser trailer this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
The animation looks glorious, of course.
Yep.
Those guys are fantastic at what they do, MDHR. So, Godspeed,
yeah.
MDHR.
Hey, on the plus side, you don't have to play impossibly hard levels that make you want to throw your controller across the level for the rest of the year.
I want to, though.
You
want to
throw your controller across the room at the wall?
No, I just want to feel. I just want to feel again.
I want to feel something, David. Anything. last news story of the fortnight. Remedy acquires Alan Wake publishing rights back from Microsoft.
I can't believe
this. Is really cool.
Yeah, so super cool. Remedy, of course, released Alan Wake, gosh, what, back in like 2008, 2009, something like that?
Yeah, it's a bit ago.
On the 360. It was an exclusive published by Microsoft. And then they've gone on to make other delightful things. But, of course, Control is looking very cool. Coming soon. But yeah, this is awesome. I think it means that we could possibly see a sequel to Alan Wake, which apparently people have been hounding their social media team on Twitter for years and years now.
Mm-hmm.
To make a sequel to Alan Wake.
Yeah.
But also they could, you know, re-release like a super-de duper Alan Wake edition.
I think we already know
current consoles.
I think they've already announced that it's coming to Switch. There's a Switch port of Alan Wake in development, I think. Pretty sure.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because for me to be able to play old game on the Switch on the go. Come on.
Every old game should be on the Switch. Every game from the PS3, Xbox 360 era, put it on Switch. It's a no-brainer.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Let's do it.
So, there you have it. Good news.
Good news.
Happy tidings. of great joy.
Yes, and that section, once again, for all of you joining us, was the news!
I don't think that's how I said it, but...
No, that's how I say it, though. And so we get a little bit of both this time.
Now it's time for Mike Struggles to read the tweets.
Oh, my favorite. It's my favorite.
Okay. Gotta pick up the iPad.
Oh, don't hurt yourself.
Gotta zoom in.
Don't hurt yourself picking up that iPad. We have a close up of you doing all of this.
Old eyes. So Josh Bailey wrote in and said,
"Oh, he's here."
Yeah. So Josh wrote in, and I don't know what drove this one. If he's got a particular item in mind, but he said, "If you could wipe one entire game series from all existence and make it as if it never existed, what would it be?"
Pokemon Go.
Man.
You wipe the Pokemon franchise out of existence?
No. Oh, it has to be the whole series.
It's the whole game series.
Oh, the series.
Okay, I'm not going to do that then.
Okay, so I would. I'm going to pick Pokemon.
Oh, no.
But not in like in a mean-spirited way. But then I could invent the Pokemon, and then I can be the rich mogul.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention, I also started up playing that Harry Potter Wizards Unite Pokemon Go style game.
Oh, so Pokemon Go 2.
Yes. Pokemon Go 2 Wizard Time. yeah. I started playing that just a little bit. I got through kind of the tutorial, played a little bit just to get a feel for the gameplay. It seems pretty good. I just didn't have a lot of time to try to learn all the menus and figure out what the heck everything is. There's a lot there.
Yeah, I installed it and I couldn't wrap my head around it. I was like, I don't understand. It immediately threw like 50 tutorials at me and I was like, okay, well, maybe later.
Man, what game would I like just, oh man, maybe Fortnite. And I know this is a little mean because like everyone in the world likes this game, but I feel like if I remove Fortnite, my nieces and nephews might want to play a game that I actually like with me instead of that. I don't know. It's a little bit selfish, though. I feel kind of bad about that.
Yeah. You're going to destroy what they love just so that you can have them.
Yeah. Well, I just like we played Apex for a hot minute there. And then they're like, no, let's go back to Fortnite. Oh, OK.
You know, there's no cool dances in Apex. What are you going to do?
I know.
How do you gonna compete? You can't.
Well, there's you cool can. Drop it emotes now. So
I don't know. I haven't turned on Apex in so long.
They just did season 2. You should. They added a ton of stuff.
I'm sure it's still really fun, and maybe I will, but probably not.
Yeah, I guess I would have to say, I would have to say the Bubsy series. That one can go. Bubsy can get out.
That's a good pick.
Because I guess I never had to suffer through it. I always kind of knew to avoid it. But if I'm going to destroy something entirely, it better just be hot garbage. So
sure.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
The Reformed Gamers Podcast.
Hey, they're here too.
Excellent question. Why are tacos scientifically superior to pizza?
See,
well, first of all, that's a fallacy. Yeah. I reject your hypothesis.
I would
hypothesis.
Like to know how many studies that this this you know consists of. Well, how many studies was this?
It was peer reviewed by me.
Well, yeah. So
double blind.
Did
I had a taco in each hand.
Double fisted, double blind,
and a blindfold. Apparently,
and a blindfold. Yeah. It was very tricky. So
Reformed Gamers had they did a poll on their Twitter, and their crazy audience said tacos. So
yeah. So my question to you, the Reformed Gamers, you're here. You can defend your audience. What is wrong with them? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I didn't vote in time. Otherwise, I feel like maybe I could have swung this thing.
Yeah, me neither. I missed it. And until
I vote with the podcast account, with my account, get my wife's phone, vote with hers.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Do everything in my power to make sure pizza's getting its just desserts.
Maybe it's a health thing. Maybe that's the science behind it. Because tacos are technically healthier than pizzas.
maybe.
I don't know about that either. Tacos.
I mean, tacos are delicious. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I love tacos.
Yeah. I don't know if they're healthier, though. Like, especially not the way Americans eat them with all that sour cream and cheese on it, you know?
Oh, yeah. You got to get rid of that stuff.
That's not
healthy.
Some
nice street tacos. Just a little bit of meat and cilantro and some tomatoes in there. A little pico.
Z-Doll says, demand a recap.
We should do a poll on our Twitter account.
I think so. Yeah, maybe a tie. Yeah, we can see if we can tie this thing up.
Exactly.
Or maybe even we'll do two polls in a row and shatter it.
Yeah, that's two studies against one study. Perfect.
Yeah, I think we haven't done a good poll in a while. Yeah, I think maybe we're due for a poll.
Yeah, for sure.
Could be.
Okay. All right. I like it.
Justin wrote in with a little game for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mary hug, forget at the airport.
Yes.
Xbox One, PS4, and Switch.
Okay. Why do you do this to us? This is hard. This is a very hard one.
It's not that hard.
Well, Mike, you're going to say the one that's the worst decision ever. So
no.
You're going to say forget at the airport, Switch.
No, I was going to say Xbox One. I don't own one of those. Okay. There's no reason for me to really get one at this point.
Okay.
And you might get a Switch.
Yeah.
And you should get a Switch.
At some point, I might get a Switch.
I hope you get a Switch.
Remember, Mike, back when you didn't think you would love the Vita? And
yeah,
I says
you
to,
had
I
to
says
really
to
talk
you,
me
says,
into it. Yeah.
Man, I said, this Vita is changing my life. It's changing my whole perspective.
Yeah.
You know? And then you ended up falling into one. You got a Vita for free, which, man, I can't imagine. What a joyful gift to receive. But I'm sorry. For the audio listeners, I have a faraway look in my eyes.
Yes.
But yeah, so, and then you loved it. You probably ended up playing your Vita more than I ended up playing mine.
That's
by
very
the
possible.
End of it, you know? You loved it. So I think really it is high time you got to switch. It's past due. Past due.
Just worried I won't get anything done.
Who needs to get things done, you know?
All I ever hear you talk about getting done is all the video games that you beat.
Right. And that's at home.
Right. Yeah. You can play the Switch at home too.
Yeah, but it's portable, so I'll take it with me to work, and then the whole time I'm in a meeting I'll be like, man, I got a game console literally 15 feet in that direction. And I won't get any work done.
That's true.
Just won't do it.
Okay, so my answer is marry the Switch, hug the PS4, and forget the Xbox One at the airport. Even though I love my Xbox One X, one of them has to go. So,
I don't buy it. David's a secret X-Bot. We all know it.
He's trying to throw you off the scent.
He's trying to throw you off. Trying to keep a secrecy.
Oh, boy. I don't know how to argue with this, so I'm just going to ignore it.
I'm going to say, unfortunately, yeah, I have to marry the PS4 because if I had to choose one console for life out of these three, it'd be the PS4. Mm-hmm. We all know it. Mm-hmm. And then I say hug that Switch because you can take it anywhere. You hug it, you hold it tight. You don't let it fall to the airport floor and crack your screen. And then, yeah. But I could say if I were to forget, you know what? It would be more likely that you do forget your Switch at the airport.
Yeah, that's very true.
But just I got to say, my Xbox, I guess. But man, I wouldn't be able to play my precious Cuphead. Come on, guys.
It's pretty sad. Buy it on Steam like I did.
It's a real Sophie's choice here.
Wait, what are you forgetting at the airport? Did you say your Xbox One?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can still play Cuphead. It's on Switch.
No, you know what? Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. There you go. Problem solved. Xbox at the airport.
See you, Xbox. Nobody likes you. Get out.
Oh, that was mean.
Sorry. Am I being mean? I'm sorry.
I've been playing a lot of Xbox lately, actually. That's where I played Little Nightmares. That's where I will soon be playing Titanfall 2. And I really want to buy The Outer Wilds.
Oh, I've heard really good things about that game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be awesome.
Jason Schreier was singing its praises on Kotaku the other day. Schreier. Sorry.
I believe it's... No, I think it's pronounced Schreier.
Schreier.
Yeah.
Any more questions, Mike?
Yeah. NTFTT Pod wrote in.
Hey, they're here too.
Yeah. And said, what would you do if you were injected with the Fox Die formula?
Oh,
well, this is a tough question.
I haven't played Metal Gear in a long time.
So Fox Die was a virus that was targeted to specific people.
Was based on DNA? Is that right?
Yeah, it was based on your DNA, and it would kill you if you had a specific chain of DNA that was built into it. So like an example, the DARPA chief died from the Fox Die virus because Solid Snake had the Fox Die virus and he got too close to him and then killed him.
He was the assassin.
Yeah, he didn't even know
it. Oh my gosh.
He didn't even know it.
So
it's poison.
It's
only
a virus
for certain people.
It's a virus, but it only affects certain people and it kills them.
Okay, so
it
if
gives
I got
them a heart attack,
then nothing would happen probably.
Yeah.
Probably okay.
Well, unless it was targeted to Adam. You don't know, though.
He says, yeah, NTFTT pod in the chat says, let's assume it's targeted to only Adam.
Oh, no.
Okay,
if it's targeted to me and I get it, what I would do is I would crank up my delay and my reverb on my microphone here.
Okay.
And then I would go, Fox,
die.
Like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I'd do.
And would you make your face really pixelated?
Yeah, then I'd
keel over.
Of course.
See, if I was injected with the Fox Dye formula and it was targeted only to Adam, I would just do what I always do, because I never interact with Adam in a physical location ever, at least not for the last 5 years or so, which is a shame.
I know. But do what I always do and stay my butt in New York.
Yeah, I'll just stay here and not visit him like I would like to do sometime soon. So
yeah.
So that's what I do. That's kind of a sad thing that I would do.
That's very sad, so, David.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I could bubble boy it. Well, I could bubble boy it for you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh man, I saw a really funny meme. It was Jake Gyllenhaal in his Bubble Boy costume.
Oh yeah.
And it said, when Bubble Boy becomes Bubble Man, and then it showed Mysterio.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it was one of the best. I love Twitter sometimes, and then other times
it's great.
Not so good.
It's a great place if you follow the right people.
Exactly. Mike?
Craig wrote in and said, serious
Craig
question.
T. Nelson?
Craig T. Nelson.
No. Craig. How do you say his last name? Bon.
I don't know. But he wrote in.
Yes.
Baughan.
Cool guy that he is.
Yeah.
And said, serious question for you guys. What is your take on the Mr. Disrespect drama? I don't call him doctor, as I haven't seen his credentials.
Man, he's really one to get our take on a kind of a tricky matter.
Well, first things first, I love the idea that, like, any doctor you come across, you need to ask for, like, listen, mister, let me see your credentials. I don't buy this old white coat thing with a name tag.
That's good stuff.
I like that. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that to every doctor.
You guys work
at
a hospital, so you have so many opportunities to do that.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes. So,
it's like, well, next Fortnite, Mike and I got fired. I don't know why.
So the upside of this is just because the speed the internet moves on everything. By the time this episode comes out, this will be old news.
It already is
controversial
old news
anymore.
Honestly.
Do you guys know enough about this to give me some background for folks?
I accept.
Adam would like
I
to
accept,
break it down.
Mike, I accept.
Well, I'm going to do it instead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So apparently.
You really are going to do it. All right.
Dr. Dishonest was going...
No, Dr. Disrespect.
Dr. Disrespect. I know his name.
You're doing a smashing job already, Adam. I love it. Don't change a thing.
Dr. Dysentery was filming, and he was in character at E3, filming everywhere, doing his shtick, having a good time.
Sure.
And he did a little bit shooting in the bathroom. Well, apparently, that's illegal, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
And don't, it's against Twitch bathrooms. TOS, which is
it's
more
also
important.
I don't know, like maybe it's more apparent to folks that live here in California, but it's super duper illegal and everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that was like an actual like California law.
Yeah, he's claiming he didn't realize that it was illegal.
I mean,
but
it seems. I mean, like,
you know,
clearly, I would not think. I'm self-conscious to even have my phone out, like, visible in the bathroom. I don't want anyone to think I'm doing anything shady. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, yeah. Aside from me catching some sweet mons, you know, at the urinal, I'm not gonna be having my phone out. That's insane. Right.
You're gonna catch him at the urinal?
Well, you know,
if that's where they are, David, you gotta go with the mons.
Sometimes there's a water type right there.
I guess that makes sense.
anyway. So, yeah, apparently, he got suspended from Twitch for a couple weeks and, of course, booted out of E3 at the time.
Yep.
So he's gone on record to apologize and sort of, and then say that he didn't know it was illegal. So I think, the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I will say one of the controversies is how Twitch reinstated him after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of the ban? Like, he came back and, like, has more subscribers than ever, and you know, like
he got a bunch of free press.
It
from
barely
this thing.
Affected him at all, and it ends up just seeming like they are just like symbiotic. You know, like they can't really do anything to him because he's just going to come back. Because if they lose him, he'll go to another platform, and then all those eyeballs will go over there.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think the thing that bothers people, right, is if it was just like Joe Schmo with like 50, you know, stream watchers, he probably would have gotten his show, like his channel, like,
yeah, he'd be permabanned. He would be gone forever. Yeah,
permabanned, suspended. But because this person is like an influencer or whatever, they get, you know, a slap on the wrist, and it's just like, yeah, mm-hmm. you broke a law using, and you were on Twitch when you did it. No biggie though. A couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely. Right. He's got a huge audience. And so, yeah, people are definitely going to be a little more forgiving of that just because it means money for their platform.
Sure.
So, yeah, I get the scuttlebutt. I get it. But at the same time, you know, maybe he's being honest with his apology. Maybe he just wasn't thinking. He was just being dumb. He didn't realize. If it's one thing if you like held up a liquor store on Twitch, like, yeah. Okay,
you probably knew that was illegal
ever again. Yeah,
but he doesn't strike like this is. I actually enjoy watching Dr. Disrespect's streams. I think he's hilarious. I think he's really entertaining, and he's pretty good at games. Like, I like all of the. I like that combination of things. You know, he's a character, so like you know,
yeah,
everything's with a grain of salt with him, and I kind of like that abstraction. Like most streamers are like themselves, and sometimes they overshare, and sometimes you know, like. I like that layer of abstraction where like it's a character, and that makes, I don't know. It's weird watching fake friend. I don't know. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is
like Froggy Fresh.
I don't know what that means,
like Froggy Fresh. Come on.
A cool hip hop star.
Okay.
Yeah. Hippity hop.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool.
All the raps.
All right.
I'm coming for you, Mike. I'm going to save your life.
Oh, good.
You know what I mean?
Sounds great. Anyway, so anyway, but that said, that I enjoy Dr. Disrespect. He doesn't strike me as a particularly intelligent human being. So, like, to me, it's within the realm of possibility that he just didn't know, you know?
So yeah, maybe.
Or didn't think about it or any of that stuff.
And I don't want to spend too much more time on this because it's not a topic. But I think there's a little bit more of that drama. Adam, do you have the rest of it?
I don't. Okay. I don't care to.
So the rest of it, I think that kind of drug it all back up. I think if that was it, people probably would have been like, okay, well, I don't care. Moved on with their lives. I think what bothered people was that, so he apologized for that behavior, didn't know it was illegal or what have you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then like hours later starts as under his Dr. Disrespect Twitter account, firing shots at like Kotaku and different people that had written articles about his stuff, specifically calling out, you know, physical features and things like that, and actually it was pretty mean spirited stuff. So I get why people probably aren't super happy with him.
I don't know about that stuff at all.
Yeah,
that's gross.
It's not nice.
Nice, guys.
Yeah,
be nice to everybody.
Don't talk about Jason Schreier's hairline. He's a cool guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have the best hairline either. Are you gonna comment on my? Although I did kind of just say something mean about Dr. Disrespect myself, so I don't really know what.
Yeah,
you got it coming, David.
I got it coming. All right, here's my hairline, Dr.
I don't
want to
see you on this podcast for two more weeks, David.
You just got a two-week ban, David.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll just have to be back next fortnight.
Finish this episode first, and then in a fortnight, I'll
just have to be back in the fortnight. Oh, man.
Okay, let's wrap these things up.
Okay,
Isaac wrote in and said, will you be getting a Switch Mini if it exists? And in parentheses, it exists. I'm not sure if I will, since I already have one. Handheld mode already isn't the most comfortable, and I can't imagine even smaller buttons.
Mm.
What do you guys feel? Assuming the Switch Mini is a real thing.
Yeah.
Are you tempted?
Nope.
No.
Okay, cool.
I already have the regular Switch, happy with it. Now, something that might tempt me at some point is like a souped up Switch, which is also rumored. You know, like a Switch Deluxe, a new Switch that like can run things even better.
Yeah, slightly faster. Using like, you know, like,
yeah, using like the next series Tegra processor, or, you know, what have you.
Which is already in rumored development.
Yeah, I watched the whole super nerdy breakdown on Digital Foundry.
Yeah, I watched it too. Yeah. I'm totally the same boat. Not interested in a mini Switch, but I'm very interested in a Switch Pro. Partially because I do this little tradition with Nintendo consoles in particular, where I'll buy the main one, and then when they release a souped up version, I'll buy the new one and give the old one to my brother. And then suddenly can play all the games together again, which is really fun.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And that Animal Crossing's coming out. So like, if I could buy a Switch Pro and then give my brother my old Switch and we could play Animal Crossing together.
When you say your brother, do you mean your brother Mike?
I mean my brother Adam. Yeah. No, like I mean my brother Jordan. Like-
heard it, people. You heard it. He's giving me an extra Switch. I love it.
I can't believe you tricked me.
I have to dual wield my Switches, guys.
No, my brother Jordan. Man, I cannot believe I just called my brother Adam.
I'll be playing Hollow Knight over here. I'll be playing Zelda over here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I love it.
So good.
My goodness. My brain.
Our very last question.
Oh, we had another question.
Yeah, which should segue us nicely. It comes from Ashley.
Oh.
Mm.
And she asks, when can we expect an SBF VGS game/streaming section session with all three of you guys involved?
Man, I would love it, but it can't be after midnight. So that's a big problem.
Well, can you stream Pokemon Go? Because we're definitely all playing that.
Yeah, together.
No.
Yeah. Togetherness.
No. I don't know.
I'll hold my phone up.
I believe in you.
I'll hold my phone up to the webcam. It'll be great. So it'll look fantastic.
I would love to play video games with these guys and stream with them. But the problem is they live 3 hours later than me. And
what? Earlier.
Oh, earlier. That's right. I live 3 hours
later
than
you.
You're the late one. I live three.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When it's time David's for them to play the video games, it's time for me to go to bed. And if I don't go to bed, then I do my job bad. And then I'm freelance. So if I do my job bad, I don't get more work. So
anyway,
if everyone just subscribes to the highest Patreon tier, then they can just quit their jobs and play with me during the day. And it'd be great.
Why don't you quit your job and move out here?
Well,
I think this would be a good reminder to the listeners that if we hit our next Patreon tier, which really would only probably take another, I don't know, 10 to 15 backers, we would be doing a monthly stream with all three of us.
Oh, that's
now,
true.
Are we officially in the Patreon ad yet? You have to tell me because I have to edit this part.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah.
You'll probably just have to cut out Ashley's question for the non-ad podcast.
All right. Patreon time, everybody. So, of course, little reminder, the best way to support this show is SBFVGS on Patreon. So patreon.com/SBFVGS. And that is, of course, $1 tier gets you early access to episodes, typically 1 to 3 days early. Mm-hmm. $2 tier gets you access to the Patreon exclusive minisodes, some top shelf, top drawer goods.
I will say some of our best episodes are in there. I hate to say it, because I wish everything could be free all the time, but I love the haunted stories ones.
We need to do another one of those. We need to do another haunted one soon.
Big time.
But yeah. And of course, there are much more glorious tiers. There's a gift. You can get one with a gift basket or a gift package that I send out directly to you with this personalized note and all kinds of goodies.
Probably
in there.
Stickers, magnets. Probably
and,
like a kiss, you know, like he puts some. Puts like a kiss mark on it, you know?
Well, I take all of the goods and I rub them on myself.
Ooh, there you go.
To put my natural musk.
That's nice. It's very nice.
No, that's a lot. But yeah, so they won't smell. They won't smell. It'll be good. It'll be fresh. It'll be fresh, everyone. But yeah, so there's lots of good tiers in there. Hop over to SBFVGS on Patreon. So patreon.com/SBFVGS.
And while we're plugging things, just want to plug one more time our twitch.tv/SBFVGS. Give us that free Amazon Prime subscription.
Yeah.
Why not? It's great.
Why not?
Yeah.
Would it kill you?
Would it kill you to give us a free subscription every now and then? No, like do it like tonight we just had Know It Man and the Reform Gamers both give us their free subscription. So
I know.
So there you go. Thanks. Thanks so much, guys.
There was madness in any direction.
Time for the meat and potatoes topic of the evening, of the fortnight, of the morning, depending on when you're listening.
Of the century, if you only listen to one this whole 100 years, you know, if you only listen to this podcast.
If this is the one and only time you listen to this show, then this is the topic of the century for you. All right. So, you guys, here we are. It's the beginning of July. Mm-hmm. 4th of July weekend, all that good stuff. Half of 2019 is now behind us. Does it make you wistful?
I can't believe it's been 6 months.
Are you full of wist, David?
The wist levels, the wist meter on my person is very high right now.
Okay, good. So I started looking back at the first half of the year, and I started thinking, okay, half of the year is over. I want, you know, what's our game of the year kind of short list? Like, who's in the contenders right now? Where are the shining stars of the beginning of 2019 for you guys? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to kind of delve into that, maybe get some honorable mentions as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you guys got for me?
I can start if you want.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The number one game that I have played this year.
With a bullet.
I have no question in my mind that this is the best game I've played all year.
Anthem.
No, definitely not. Okay. The Resident Evil 2 remake. I'd guess.
Yeah,
it was incredible. Right. It's so good. It's so good. I
gotta get to it. I'm so shamed.
I miss
right now.
The basic Resident Evil zombies in one location. Like Resident Evil 7 was pretty close, but this is exactly what I missed in Resident Evil, and I really hope that they're remaking Resident Evil 4 now in that same way, because man, that would be a good game too. So.
Yeah, they should just keep every like 10 to 15 to 20 years, just remake 1, 2, and 4.
Really, that's all I have to do, and I'll be happy. They never have to make a new Resident Evil game ever again.
So that's number one with the bullet. Any honorable mentions for you, David?
I just started playing it, so it's kind of hard to say, but I'm pretty sure that Super Mario Maker 2 is going to be one of my top games of this year, because first of all, I don't plan on making any levels ever. Like, I might make one just to see what it's like, but really, if all I do is play the campaign and then play levels that other people have made, like, I'm getting my money's worth out of that game, because the new levels are never going to stop. They're going to, unless there's a Mario Maker 3 that ever comes out, like, I just get to play new Mario levels anytime I want forever now. So, that's definitely an honorable mention.
Now, are you a fan of the insanity levels where it's just like pure madness everywhere? And it's like incredibly difficult to beat?
No, I'm not a fan of those. thankfully,
because that seemed to be like when I bought the first Mario Maker, that seemed to be like most of what was out there, just this insanity stuff. No,
well,
yeah.
First of all, in Mario Maker 2, I don't know if this is the thing in 1, but you can like filter stuff out, and levels get ranked. Like there's easy, normal, hard, and very hard levels, and you can like just search for easy and normal levels if you want, you know, like, and I think they base that based on the level, the number of like the percentage of people that complete the level. So yeah, like I've had no trouble finding levels that I can actually beat. And also I do like those levels, though. There's a category of level called auto run or something, auto complete, where all you have to do is hold run, and if you hold run, Mario will just run through and look like he's doing the most amazing stuff ever, but really you're just holding run and forward. So
good times.
I just like it, so that would be an honorable mention. Also, Dreams, like I haven't played it a whole lot yet, but I you know, there I've the stuff I've played has just been really fun. So,
Mike, what about you? Mike?
My front runner for game of the year 2019. Well, we're just going to talk about Sekiro a whole bunch. What do you want to know that I haven't already told you?
So welcome to the Sekiro cast, guys.
No. Yeah.
Now, from the opening hours of the game, Mike, would you say...
No. please.
What would you say is the key to success there at the beginning?
So the key to success at the beginning of the game is learning how to do that perfect deflect.
Okay.
Also holding the attack button for the thrust attack. I don't think the tutorial ever tells you that you can actually do that, but it's super duper useful.
Nice.
Yeah, I honestly, Sekiro is From Software. I think it's From Software's best game to date.
That's awesome.
It looks amazing. It plays amazing. I think it's the most accessible game that they've got right now. It's so much fun. I love that game. I beat it 2 times all the way through. I'm about 3/4 of the way through my third playthrough, which will get me the platinum.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
How?
And man, the hard part is I'm going to beat that game. I'm going to want to start it over again. It's really, really good. It's the game that was so good. They knew the only way to follow this up is we better start working with that George R. R. Martin on something big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could not sing that game's praise enough. It's going to be really, really hard for me to find another game this year that dethrones that one. But we'll see. You know, still 6 months to go.
Yeah.
Honorable mention, while I don't think it would be a game of the year contender for me, Days Gone is actually really fun. I think that game got kind of like a harsh buzz about it when it first came out because it wasn't like perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had some bugs.
Had some bugs issues. In it.
Some significant ones I've heard, but
yeah. And some of the writing isn't as strong as we've seen from you know, Sony published games in the past. Especially kind of right on the heels of something like God of War.
And Spider-Man
and stuff like that. So I mean, it's not that those criticisms are unwarranted. I just think a lot of that led people to maybe not even try the game out. And I honestly think it's a really, really fun game. The gameplay loops very cool. The game is gorgeous. They've done an amazing job of creating, Oregon, the forests of Oregon. Yeah, I don't know. I think I would like to give that one honorable mention at the very least. It's really fun.
Okay.
And I think you have that in your possession, so you're going to have to try that out before the year
is
out.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I would have to say my favorite game of the beginning of the year, Dreams. I've poured a ton of time into it. I love that game.
How's that SPF EGS level coming?
So I built a crazy island. Mm-hmm. It's like a first-person game. And it's got some puzzles in it, some traversal stuff. It's pretty fun. So I still need to refine it a bit before I put it up.
All right.
Adam invited me over to the studio. I got a sneak behind the scenes look at the SPF VGS level. It's pretty great, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I can't play it.
Yeah,
so. I want to play it.
Yeah, it's got secret stuff.
I'll share it. I'll share it out eventually when it's ready, David. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then, of course... I have Blood and Truth in my possession, and just from what I played from it, of it already, I already know it's going to be one of my favorite games of the year.
It looks so amazing.
Oh, yeah,
So I say Blood and Truth is definitely on there. And then, you know, I can't really say on Outer Wilds, but I've heard things like it's one of the best adventure games ever made and stuff like that. So, so I'm like, man, okay, that's definitely going to be in the first half of the year honorable mentions as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to play that.
But, yeah, but I mean, Dreams for me though is definitely my front runner, and that's crazy to me to be saying because it's the campaign part is not even out, and for me that's pretty crazy. Like I already know Media Molecule is capable of making really amazing stuff, and I can't wait to see what they've been able to create in the engine.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's going to also spark a ton of ideas when you see kind of how they're using the tools. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see more of that, but yeah, there you have it. A little short and sweet topic for you guys.
I actually thought of another runner-up, honorable mention, I guess is what you called them. A Hat in Time, although I don't think that game came out this year. I definitely played a lot of it this year. It's that.
I don't know if that counts. I think that's against regulations.
It has to have come out this year.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, then I can't count it then.
Yeah, otherwise I'll toss Divinity in there. That game came out 2 years ago, but it's great.
That's true. I will say some of its DLC came out this year, if that counts for anything at all.
I could count.
A Hat in Time.
A Hat in Time.
Oh, wow. That came out in 2017,
oh,
David.
Dear.
What are you
goodness.
Trying to pull?
Oh,
what
goodness.
Kind of shenanigans are these?
Gosh.
How about Overcooked 2?
Oh, my
that's pretty
gosh.
Fun.
Yeah, that's a good time. I think that came out last year,
no!
though.
Yeah. All right, I give up.
We just toss Overwatch in there. That game came out like 20 years ago.
Overwatch.
That's great.
Great new
so
game.
Good.
Overwatch.
Yeah. Wait, did Apex come out this year?
I don't think so. I think it was last year.
I don't remember.
When did Apex come out?
Maybe it was this year. Because it came out.
You just say you're Googling games.
Part of the show again where we
the worst show. Guys don't know
Apex
nothing.
Apex Legends. When did that come out? Yeah, it came out this year.
There's another one.
Apex is definitely one of my honorable mentions. So good. Well, I had a great time with that so far.
Adam, I can't help but notice you didn't mention Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh. Oh, gosh. What a doofus am I? Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3, it's definitely, it's one of those games I feel like you have to at least experience some of it, right? I think it's a really well-made game. The story is completely insane.
Incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible. Yeah. But like the art, it's so cool to be able to run around in like, you know, the Tangled Land. The Land of Rapunzel, just like the Toy Story area was super cool. I mean, I think we're getting close to the end. We're kind of playing that joint effort,
right?
As a family, my wife's playing a bunch of it. My son, so yeah, it's a good time.
Do you know
time.
How many hours you've spent in it so far?
Oh gosh, probably close to 30. Okay, I'd say. All right.
Wow,
not bad. Yeah.
Doing good. But yeah, that's in there for sure. That's an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm.
It's been strong first half of the year.
I'm excited.
I know we have a bit of a lull, but before the fall starts blowing things up, and then I don't think it stops until the PS5 and Xbox 2 comes out. It's like there's like Death Stranding and then Last of Us 2, and of course the fall lineup of, you know, all the, you know, the typical heavy hitters. It's gonna be crazy. Cyberpunk in April.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just between Death Stranding, mm-hmm. and Cyberpunk and Last of Us, it's going to be completely madness for the time from fall on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about those.
Very cool.
Well, cool.
But anyway, yeah, there you have it. There you have it, you guys. The show plugs for men and women and AI.
Who's this character that just popped into existence?
I don't know, but I love him. Keep going.
It's almost Deckard Cain from
the
Diablo.
Show plugs for all.
Yeah. It's like a mix between Sean Connery and...
I was kind of feeling more Bane-ish.
Oh, there's some Bane in there. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Sean Connery and Bane.
Turn the Bane knob up a lot. I want to hear more.
Yeah, let's hear some more Bane.
If you like gaming and co-op and co-op gaming, check out the cooperatives.
Wow.
They're a nerdy couple who host Children's...
I can't do it. Children's 3 times a week at 7 p.m. The cooperatives, that is. From, let's see, 7 p.m. Central to 9:30 p.m. Friend of the show, Miss Maya. Having a great time. Streaming games.
She just became a top newsman.
Being awesome.
Officially. It's official.
She is a top newsman. So congrats.
What is happening? We're just falling off the rails all of a sudden. I love it.
You can keep up with us at sbfvgs.com, where you can find links to our episodes, social media, Twitch channel, merchandise, and more.
Now, hang on, real
and
quick.
Then
can
you
we...
have my permission to die.
Now, really quick. Also, I was wondering if Peter Molyneux is here. Is he here too?
Peter Molyneux? Yes, well, yes, I'm here.
Oh, wow, you're here too.
It's Peter Molyneux. I'll tell you what, the end of the show plugs this episode is going to be so mind-blowing. It's going to change your whole perspective on like what end of the show plugs could ever be and ever even mean.
Where, is Milo going to show up in our end of the show plugs for men?
Milo. No, Milo was fired by Peter.
Poor Milo.
Yeah, it was a sad. Bad blood. There's some bad blood. So anyway, if you like what we do, you want to see us doing more of it, best ways to support the show, once again, patreon.com/sbfvgs. Subscribing on twitch.tv/sbfvgs. Leaving us a delightful iTunes review. That one, it's an underrated solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I say,
really good,
I say go for it. Yeah. And a very special thanks to Eric Kruger for our podcast logo and for his handsome globe-trotting face.
Mm. He's going to be in New York soon. Mm. We might have to get him on the podcast and he can like be in my TV.
Please arrange that. That would be great.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. So, and of course you can follow us on social media, Twitter. We are SBF EHS podcast as well as on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm Barry White, B-U-R-Y-W-I-T-E. Mike is Taco Douglas. David is David J. Tate. And of course, feel free to send me a PSN friend request. I'm Barry White on PSN as well. That's it, fellas.
Another episode any final successfully thoughts? In the can. If I do say so
many. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, two quick apologies. One, I just got over being sick, so I'm really sorry for my low energy.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's where that's coming from.
No,
and
it's
two,
been great.
I'm really sorry we forgot to talk about Henry Cavill as the Witcher.
Oh, we totally forgot.
Totally didn't talk about that.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
Man, it's too late.
Maybe a mini.
Have you seen that glorious?
Yeah, there's no possible way we could talk about
that
it now.
Glorious butt chin of his, just poking through that grizzly beard.
I don't. Oh man, he looks so silly in that big wig. He just looks so silly.
I don't have much to say. He wanted it so bad and he got it. Yeah. So I'm very happy
good for him.
I hope he's good.
I'm sure it's going to be an amazing show. Like Netflix makes mostly good shows. So
yeah.
You know, maybe we'll be eating our words and we'll be like, man, Henry Cavill is the Witcher. He is the Geralt.
I hope they get the same guy to dub over him. That video game voice actor guy that is so it's like, it reminds me.
Oh, the guy who does Dandelion?
Who?
Never mind, you didn't beat The Witcher either.
Oh, okay. No, I mean the guy who plays Geralt.
I
think they said they're going to call him Jerry in the game.
In the movie, you mean?
Yeah,
Jerry. Good old Jerry.
Is it a movie or is it a series?
That's the part, if you guys haven't read the books, like he's constantly correcting me. He's like, no, it's not Geralt, it's Jerry. Totally. It happens all the time. Don't worry about it.
Right. Jerry of Rivia. Everyone knows.
Yeah, everyone knows. Everyone knows that.
All right. That's all the time we have for Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 125. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back every 2 weeks with more of the first half of 2019 wrap-ups you need in your life. Mm. And other talk on gaming. Mm. Hit us up with your questions, topics, or musings if you want to be part of the show.
Goodbye,
everybody. Yay!
See you guys.
It's the games they're not playing.
Yeah.
Jazz balls.
Exactly.
All right.